think that's a great song. It speaks about life as it is and our experience as it is, and it isn't all sunshine. It's there are difficulties. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your witness to us through Scripture. And we pray now as we look at these two psalms that you will speak out of them something that is of significance for each one of us, perhaps something different for each one of us, but nevertheless, Lord, just speak. Challenge, move, cajole, encourage, heal. We ask it in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. It is well with my soul, says the old song. If you didn't know what the last song was going to be, you do now. Anyway, it is well with my soul. And in a sense, that's why we can do what I've put as the title for this evening's service, why we can be involved as Christian disciples in to keeping on, keeping on. Keep on, keeping on is the message of these psalms. And these people who were singing these psalms were on a long journey, many of them. A hot journey, a dry journey, a journey over difficult terrain, to get to Jerusalem, to be with God. And therefore, these psalms are saying to us as Christians in our day that we need not be surprised if our way to the Father is sometimes difficult. Now, I'm talking about, you know, when we get there at the end. He's with us now, of course he is, by his Spirit. But it's just not true, is it, that, you know, I gave my life to Jesus and my life became problem-free from that moment and I've not had a doubt since. Well, I mean, I would like to meet the fortunate person for whom that was true. But we know it's not easy. And these psalms face up to that. So do other parts of the scripture. For example, we read in James chapter 1, 2-4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I think you could say that what James is saying there is keep on keeping on. He's encouraging us. He's saying, just remember that you're people of faith. That's one of the most important things about who you are. You have a relationship with a living God. And he's in you. You're never alone. So, Psalm 124, what's the essence of this psalm? I guess it comes right at the end. Remember, our helper is the maker of heaven and earth. What the psalmist is saying, with a helper like that, we don't really need to worry. Because our helper is God. Our helper is the one who has the whole universe in his hands, who knows intimately what is going on throughout his universe. He's the one who is with us. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, oh, how different it might have been. But the point is, He is. How do we know that? We know that because Jesus, His Son, came into the world to make the Father's love explicit to us and make explicit to us what it would be to follow His example and to live for Him and to make Him known. One of the things that worries me sometimes about what appear to be more idealistic brands of politics, where everybody is cared for, which promises to the poorest equality with the richest, and so on and so forth. The problem is that, humanly speaking, that will only ever come through dictatorship, through the repression of freedom. The only hope for our world is the love of God in Christ. Without the love of God in Christ at work in the hearts of men and women, melting the hardnesses, making them willing to share, willing to give, willing to receive, only then will the world be transformed as God wants it transformed. This psalm recognizes that people have attacked God's people. And it was ever thus. Right back to the time when God called Israel to be His holy nation, through the whole of the first covenant, and then on into the second covenant in Jesus, where Christian people have always been under attack from somebody somewhere, where there's always been a persecuted church, where again and again there have been times when the work of Christ has been reduced almost to a remnant who have been hanging on by their fingertips, but hang on they have by the grace of God until He has fanned the Holy Spirit into flame again. And there has been encouragement and forward movement in the life of God's people. And the psalmist says, people attacked us. They came at us in various sort of ways. He uses four illustrations. He said, they come at us like earthquakes. Now, that's the earthquake in Italy today, before and after. Before an old church, afterwards the ruins of an old church. But I think this is more what these people feared. It was the sort of earthquake that could swallow you up, where the earth cracked and opened. When people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. Or he likens it to the flood, the flash flood. That's the flash flood at Boscastle in 2004. I was going to say before and after, but actually the top picture is after, with the place restored, but it gives some idea of what it was like with the torrents coming down the main street there. And in Israel, the particular fear was that you could have a perfectly dry valley, and you could be making your way through it, and often the river valleys would be quite wide, and at times of year would be totally parched. There would be no water. And then there would be a storm. And the storm didn't need to be close by you were. The storm could be miles away, but the water came in such quantities that it came flooding down. And the flash flood could carry everything away that it came into contact with, including any people who and animals who were unfortunate to be in its way. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. And then he turns and he thinks about the danger from animals. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. I do apologize to that particular wolf. I'm sure that's a very nice wolf, but it looked quite fierce, so I thought that would do as a picture. He says, we've escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. Now, I haven't exactly got... I've got a snare, and then I've got a trapped raccoon. Raccoons, pretty though they are a real problem in the States. We see foxes and rabbits on the roads here. You see raccoons as the roadkill in the States, but they're a real pest. They'll eat anything. And they like to get into people's houses, and if they do, they create absolute havoc. And so, you know, here the psalmist is saying, sometimes we feel as if there are traps laid for us all around, and we walk into it and we wonder what on earth is going on, but by the grace of God, we've escaped that. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And alongside those four little illustrations are four great truths about God in this psalm. Firstly, it speaks of the constancy of the Lord's grace. We need to understand we do not deserve God's protection. We do not deserve his salvation. We do not deserve his equipment. We do not deserve Jesus coming to die for us. We do not deserve the Holy Spirit come to dwell within us. It's all of God's grace. In love, he freely gives us these things. The second thing we discover is the superiority of the Lord of power. You know, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, then, these things would have happened. But the point is, he is. And he's a God of power. He has authority in his decision. What happens to us is not down to our enemies, it is down to God. It is God who is with us. God who is sovereign and supreme. And when tough things happen to God's people, we need to know that God has not stayed his hand to prevent them from happening, but has a reason. And it's as we know him in his love that we understand a little more. We wrestle. We wrestle when we lose a loved one. We wrestle when we lose a job. We wrestle when things don't go the way we plan. We say, why, God? And as John Piper says regularly, the question we need to ask is not why God, but how God can you use this situation, which is now my situation, given that you promise that you are always going to be present with me in this situation. I don't understand it, but I trust you. So we trust in the sovereignty of the Lord over creation. He has all things under his control. And he will reveal his love to us as we seek it. Remember, our helper is the maker. Don't know why that says that. Our helper is the maker of heaven and earth. Somewhere, Evan has got left out. And sorry. Psalm 125 that we read then goes on to say, and remember, we're surrounded by God. Remember, we're surrounded by God. Again, number of things it tells us. Firstly, we are strengthened by our confidence in God. We don't necessarily understand what's happening to us, why it's happening to us, but we do know that we can put our confidence in God through faith, and sometimes we praise him through tears and sorrow. But we can put our confidence in him, and the scriptures assure us of that again and again and again. Trust me. Trust me, I've got you. We're confident in God's help. He has said, I hear you. I will not turn away from you. I'm your helper. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us to be our helper, to help us through these situations, to help us when we're challenged to serve him, to help us when we need to speak for him. He wants us to rely on the Holy Spirit for our words and our responses. We're confident in God's triumph over evil. For we're Christians. And at the heart of our Christian faith is the cross, where evil was defeated, where the end was determined, where Satan lost his power to steal us out of the kingdom of God. For all those who enter the kingdom are secure in the kingdom. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and evermore. And the Lord is not surrounding his people like the enemy that wants to defeat his people. The Lord surrounds his people so that they will not be defeated. He is our defense. And that defense comes from the cross, by God's grace. And because we're strengthened by confidence in God, because we can be confident in his help, because we can be confident in his triumph over evil, help and peace are ours. Help and peace are ours. So we can say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And when we can say, it is well, because my soul is in God and I trust myself to him, we know that in faith, following Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can keep on keeping on. Let's pray. Lord, you know how sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we feel lost. Sometimes we wonder where you are. And we struggle, and we struggle, and we struggle, and try and solve our difficulties by ourselves. For we have forgotten that when we put our trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, your Holy Spirit took up residence within us and is closer than breathing. And sometimes, as the loving parent does, you, Father, have to let us lose ourselves so that we might again discover you and your love in Jesus. Just renew us day by day. Keep our experience of you fresh and living and wonderful. For this is our prayer. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.